I would hope that this body doesn't think that we're not spending money in rural Alaska on schools. We have, we will, we'll continue. But it's very expensive, on the line of 10 to 1 on for urban Alaska. And again, I know it costs more. But I think it's incumbent on this body to not fine-tune legislation, to simply ask the question, are there other places in the state, maybe in the REAs, that don't pay anything? Perhaps they could help contribute a little bit to pay for this school construction that is so expensive. Because frankly, I want all the people that can help to pay to build these schools to do it, so that we can build as many as we can. Because it's expensive and we can't do it all at once, but we can certainly all try to help those that can. So to the senator from Bethel, let's not fine-tune too much, because to fine-tune it may mean we don't build as many schools. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further special order, Senator Donnelly.
On the North Slope Borough debt issue.
Senator Donnelly.
On the another way to generate funds to help pay for some of those rural schools is from a rural area that has a massive amount of wealth, of course, the North Slope Borough. And, of course, the Community Regional Affairs Committee and the other body hasn't even heard the legislation passed by this body that would help bring some equity back to that system, taxation system. And one of the things they're perpetuating by not doing that, and they could be, if we were just splitting that revenue 50-50 with the North Slope Borough, we'd have over $120 million a year. That would pay for about five of the schools the members have been suggesting that we should pay for in a single year. But by not doing that, we're perpetuating a system where their current property tax rate is almost 19 mils, but over two-thirds of that is being paid for debt. Only one-third of it's actually going towards their operating budget. So to perpetuate a system where we're subsidizing and allowing them to pay massive amounts of debt, we're denying the rest of the state that revenue, which could go statewide to help fill those kind of needs the members have been discussing.
Further special order, Senator Olson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I ask permission of the body to also speak on the comments of the North Slope as well.
Senator Olson on the North Slope.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I don't have all the numbers here for the previous speakers' indebtedness and bond capability. I would like to, though, comment on some other numbers that were put forth a number of days ago, and maybe it was because I misinterpreted those numbers or some way was not hearing right, but it seems to my recollection that, or at least I came away from the impression that there were a high percentage of people that were working for the government on the North Slope. And for some reason, somebody asked me if the number was indeed true, that 65% of the people worked on the North Slope for the government, which, if it is true, it is very disturbing. But after looking at the website put up by the Department of Labor, it looks like, at least the numbers that I found, and like I said, maybe I did go ahead and misinterpret it, but the Department of Labor's statistics for government employment on the North Slope accounts for 24% of the jobs that are there. Now, 24% is not so alarming. In fact, we find that the North Slope figures are very close to the percentage of government jobs in the Kenai Peninsula, which also are at 24%. The municipality of Anchorage has 21%. Fairbanks North Slope Borough has a slightly higher amount of government workers at 32%. As you might expect, the highest area of government workers is actually right here in the Juneau Borough, which is considered higher at 42%. As far as state government is concerned, state workers account for 1% of the North Slope labor force. This compares to 7% in our larger metropolitan area. The remoteness, the harsh climate, and high cost of living, small scattered populations, under these circumstances, I feel that the North Slope Borough has done a job and has put money forth where the state should be going and investing. So although there are different climates and different circumstances and different percentages there, I would say that there is room to go ahead and look at what is going on and to compare with the government workers that are throughout the North Slope as well as the rest of Alaska. And if we look at where and the comment has been made that if the people in rural Alaska will be able to pay for these institutions and facilities of higher learning, I would say let's look at where 83% of the state's revenue come from. 83% of the state's revenue comes from Bush, Alaska. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Further special orders. Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be granted the special privilege of the floor to bring some good news to the Senate.
Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to share with the group some information that may have come through your offices. It may be sitting in your inbox downstairs or upstairs, whatever the case may be, from the United States Department of Commerce News. It's their Bureau of Economic Analysis, Economics, and Statistics Administration, talking about the 2001 state per capita personal income. It's the fourth quarter projection or tallying of that, and for the last fiscal year shows that Alaska stacks up very well. We've come from being far back in the pack in personal income growth to among the top four in the country, and these experts, these analysts, have said that it's due to renewed vigor in Alaska's oil and construction industries, public utilities, a number of other sectors that are listed in this report. I know that in a previous special orders, there was one of the senators who stood up to say it was all the governor's fault, it was all the lieutenant governor's fault that Alaska in past years had not kept pace with the roaring national economy in personal income growth. If that negative news was all his fault, I don't know if we're going to grant him all the credit for the good news. I would note that the state of Washington had a growth rate of about 1.1%, so they have not kept track. The percentage for Alaska, our increase, which stacks up well against these other states, is, for me, Mr. President, not good enough. There are other investments, other strategies. Hopefully we'll take some steps forward together to make use of some of the knowledge-based industries that are exploding in other parts of the country, investments in the university, other things that can really fuel wealth creation, technology transfer, entrepreneurship among the small business sector, because I think most of us would rather see family wage job creation in the private sector rather than the kind of service industry jobs that are minimum wage and very rarely have health insurance coverage for those families. So I just wanted to note the good news that Alaska is at the top of the pack, leading the pack in personal income growth. We need to keep that going, and I would hope for a more personal tone from all the members of the Senate in working with the executive branch as best we can to foster a strong and growing private sector economy in the state of Alaska.
Senator Lehman.
I move that the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow, which is Friday, May 10th.
Without objection, we're adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, May 10th.